America, land that I love, stand beside her.
The following service was recorded live on Sunday, May 28, 2017, at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming, with Reverend Jimmy Krishan.
To the prairies, to the oceans, white with foam, God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
I would like to welcome everybody to worship here at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Let us pray. Father, almighty and eternal God, whose glory we find revealed in the person of your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it is in his name that we come to worship and honor you this day. Claiming the sacrifice of your Son, we stand before you as redeemed people, justified and sanctified in his name. Be with us here this morning as we offer our prayers and praise in supplication. We pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Our scripture reading this morning is from Acts 1, verses 6 to 14, and it can be found in your pew Bible on page 884. So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. The word of God for the people of God.
Today is Ascension Sunday, and it's the Sunday where we celebrate the Lord ascending into heaven. And you're going to need your hymnal in just a minute. That's this chunky, fat one here. It's kind of like I was. Carrie actually said to me, "I looked skinny yesterday." She didn't have her glasses on. So I was, you know, anyway. 881, go ahead and turn there in your hymnal. We'll be there in just a minute. But today is Ascension Sunday. And, you know, as I was thinking about this holiday coming up, and it usually hits somewhere around Memorial Day, and I was thinking about, you know, our kids are graduating and all these things that are going on. And And, you know, I have to tell you, you know, sometimes it's pretty easy to be a little distracted. My wife hates these, by the way. Do we have others in here that don't like these? I think most of those would be teachers, wouldn't they? Yeah. How many of you had a collection at the end of the year? You know, kind of hanging out on the desk. And, you know, but we kind of sort of in life and just life in general, we often get distracted about things, don't we? How many of you have ever been going to say something and forgot what you were going to say? If you haven't, you will as you get older. It's going to happen. But we're often easily distracted. Now, I notice that in the church, there are some things that we talk about a lot. We talk about an empty cross. We talk about a resurrected Christ. And, you know, we talk about the Holy Spirit some. Now, we're kind of still, you know, that one's a little, maybe we should talk about it, not talk about it. We're a little unsure about that wild card cult. But then we got our lingo in the church, you know, saved again, born again. You know, we've got our Christian jargon that we throw around and, you know, and things like that. And we have big words that we like to put out, like the apocalypse. And then we throw in our revelation thing and we scare people. You know, we got all those things going on. But you know something? I've noticed that it seems the church is a bit distracted. It seems that we've lost a little bit of our flavor. And in that, you heard some of it in the hymns this morning, the hymns of the church. We don't talk much about Jesus coming back. You know, we really don't, do we? How many of you have heard a message in church in the last 10 years on Jesus is coming back? Five. Of course, somebody may not have been to church that length of time. Maybe, you know. But I think sometimes we get distracted. You know, they call these things mental health aids. Did you know that? Kids will actually tell you that this is for those kids with attention deficit disorder. That helps them stay focused. How's it working? Well, you know, there's something we forgot. Sometimes we're the distraction that keeps someone else from staying focused. Oh, we may have our fidget spinner, and we may be benefiting from our little fidget spinner. But what about that teacher that we're terrorizing with it? What about that other student who doesn't have one, maybe can't afford one? You see, I think the church has forgotten that we have to be careful to not be a stumbling block in a society that's become self-centered, self-serving, and self-focused. We forgot a tenets of our faith: Christ alive, crucified, risen, and coming again. I think we've gotten distracted and forgot he's coming. And I think maybe the reason we did that is we're afraid of what that really means. Now, don't raise your hands. This is a warning. Don't raise your hands. How many of you are living your life ready to meet Jesus this morning? I would warn you that if you can say yes, you're probably less ready than others because pride's in your way. Be careful. My great-grandmother Robinson was a great lady and a great Christian, and you've heard me talk about her, some of you, before. When that woman prayed, "Jesus, come," we used to go gaylacking, and that's something poor people did back home to put food on the table. And when I was a kid, and she'd always pray before we ate lunch, and she'd bring a, how many of you know what a lard bucket is? Some of you have no idea. Back home, that's probably why I have heart condition. lard bucket. We used to get lard in a gallon and a half pail, and that's what we cooked with. You know, it just dawned on me, honey, that's what it is. It's the lard. You've heard people called a lard before. Now you know where it comes from, maybe. So, you know, but anyway, she'd bring two lard buckets with biscuits and tomatoes in them. Oh, man, now that was lunch. But before we could eat, and Pavlo's dog thing had showed up, she'd get all that stuff out. We got to pray. And we knew when Grandma Robinson prayed, we'd be there a while. But we also knew that we weren't looking up because Jesus was watching. He was there. It was like, you don't look up while she's praying because she's talking to him and he's listening. And if you look up, you might lose an eye. You know, haven't you fuzzy said that to our kids? Be careful, you're going to lose an eye. Take it out for a minute. If this little piece called the Apostles' Creed, 881, if you'll stick this in your brain cavity, it sums up what we believe. It sums up the belief of the church. It takes us back in time to the church at Nicaea in about 300 A.D. when they sat down to really say, what do we believe together? Let us join in this, our affirmation of faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty. Whoa. Did you hear that? I believe in God the Father. He's on the throne, right? He's in heaven, right? He's got authority, right? He's head, right? Let's go on. Because he made maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. Whoa, Lord. Is he? Or is it a passing thought? Is he first or just handy? Is he the Band-Aid Brigade just when things go wrong? Or to walk with you all the day long? Who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He was real. Historically found in history. Josephus writes extensively about him, as do Roman antiquity documents. He's not a fantasy. He's not a story. He's historically recorded. And what did he do? And on the third day he rose from the dead, and he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Watch out. Next sentence. Warning, Will Robinson. Let it soak in. What does it say? From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. The quick or the living. What about that? Is that why we don't talk about it? Is that why we talk about the other stuff more? Now let's talk about what we do believe next is, and Catholic here is Church Universal, not the Roman, not the Anglican, not all of those folks, but listen to what it says. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Church, we have to be careful that we don't lose our focus. We have to be careful that we don't get off track and off course. We have to be careful that we don't become a fidget spinner for others. That we don't become the distraction that keeps them from knowing Christ. It's really easy to put everything else in front of Jesus, but I want to tell you this morning, it don't pay good benefits. His work will be done, with us or without us, but what we'll miss out on is that communion of saints, that fellowship, that community, all of those things. We'll miss out on Him working through us. Luke's, for part one today of Luke's work is about presenting Jesus as Savior. His second letter, Acts, is about the work of the Holy Spirit. In Acts, we read about all these plain, ordinary people that did extraordinary things. That's what God wants to do with us and through us to touch lives. Today is Ascension Sunday. Jesus went and Jesus will return. He's coming back. Just because we ignore it doesn't mean it won't happen. And as Christians, we should live according to our book as one prepared to die. I've learned a little bit about that along the way. Maybe some of you have too. I want you to close your eyes for just a second, because I'm going to challenge you while your eyes are closed in my closing comments this morning. Pastor, this is a heavy sermon. I know it is. I heard it first. Are you ready? Are you ready? Pastor, what do you mean, am I ready? Are you ready to meet Jesus? What one of you is guaranteed the rest of the day? I've done over 3,000 funerals, church, and none of those people thought it was their time. It comes as a thief in the night. Maybe it's not the second coming of Christ. He may not be here this afternoon. But are you ready? Well, Pastor, that's too heavy. I would encourage you to be ready so that you can live instead of worrying about, am I ready to go? There's nothing better than getting ready to go someplace, getting ready for whatever may happen, and being prepared. I want to challenge you with your eyes closed and reflecting on where you are in life. This past week before last now, we went back to South Carolina. And for me, it was a mixed thing. On Saturday morning, we celebrated the life of Carrie's dad, who had passed away 3 May. And Saturday evening, I celebrated a wedding and a new life beginning. In the same day, to deal with beginnings and endings. Separated by mere miles. Church, we need to remember Christ is coming. We need to love like there's no tomorrow. We need to forgive as we have been forgiven. We need to live, church, not lose focus. We need to live in love and grace so that when we are done with this life's race, we'll know God's amazing grace. And the words that will be shared in the memories of us will be of those of grace and love. Not hurry and busy, but love and grace. It's a challenge this Memorial Day to know that those men and women sacrificed their lives. Christ sacrificed His. The disciples sacrificed theirs. And you are for someone, out of love and grace, I pray. With heads continued to be bound, I ask you again, are you really ready to live I'm not asking if you're ready to die. I'm asking if you're ready to live. To live into grace and mercy, love and peace. Are you ready to live so that you can shout hallelujah if he comes back? And the tears are wiped away. And the pain is forever gone. Are you ready to live, church? Are we ready? He's coming back. Are we ready? How gracious and loving God, may we be ready. Not to die, but to live. To know you in our hearts and to let you love us and let us love one another. God, empower us through your Holy Spirit to forgive as we have been forgiven, to let go of things and to move forward, to love with an open heart. Father, we realize that sometimes that's hard for us to do, but Father, we have to by your grace and mercy, and we can through the gift of your Holy Spirit. Father, help us to live without regrets. Father, help us to live redeemed. Help us to live letting go of the things that would keep us from sharing grace, knowing love, living in peace, loving one another, and forgiving as you forgave us. Father, help us to not be the distraction or keep us from being a distraction for others. Help us to encourage each other. Father, to live and to live as one prepared to live. Father, the dying is not what we should worry about. For as Christians, we're going to live forever with you. But help us to live now in love and grace. Father, help us to redeem the hour and the time in your peace and in your presence. And Father, today we celebrate graduation and moving forward, and in Christ we're called to do the same. Moving forward, not stagnating and stalemating. For our relationship with you is dynamic and ever-changing and challenging. For you are ever-present. And we thank you. May you hear our hearts and our prayers lifted before you this day. And all of God's people said, Amen.
Shine, Jesus, shine.
Now may you go in the grace of God. May it go and bless you. May you go to live, really live, to know God's love and grace and forgiveness in your lives and to share it in the lives of others. Truly may his grace and peace go with you, bless you, and keep you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Listening to a worship service recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Our church is located at 1515 Edgar Street in Rock Springs, Wyoming. You may call us at 307-362-5334. Please note our email address, which has changed recently, rsfumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Visit our website at rockspringsumc.org for more information about our congregation, our ministries, or upcoming events. Audio copies of this sermon are also available on the website. We invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m.